I'm gonna help you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Yeah, because I'm still doing it though. You didn't help mine.
Process. Yeah, I got you. Process, you meddling, man. I did help yours, Process. I could do what I could do.
I could do it.
You want to make me go that homicide?
I'm quiet.
Prophet, could you do me a favor? Could you adjust that camera that's just slightly up? You can't see it, I know I'm not on that screen. But just up so it's head. Which one? That one there. Just lift it. Just pull that. No, not that. Oh yeah, yeah, lift it up. That was perfect. Keep going. Right there. Okay, so let's, man of God, your Cash App to make sure.
It is dollar sign.
Hold on one second. It is,
T-H-A.
T-H-A.
Minister.
Okay. I thought that's what it was when I was. I know it was something. Something ghetto, but I knew it was something. I just couldn't remember what that something. No. And, man of God, give me the correct spelling of your name.
R-A-E-M.
Hold on. I know it's Fred.
My friend.
Oh, you're dead. I'm sorry. Frank. Spell it for me.
F-R-A-N-C-O-I-S.
So F-R-A-N-C-O-I-S. And last name? Well, I know. I just want to make sure. Do I put elder, bishop, leader, pastor, prophet, teacher, bifold? And the show concept, pastor, so I make sure I get this right. Bishop, I'm sorry, no disrespect.
It's the prophetic county.
Okay, I just want to make sure I get it.
Okay, Walking in his garden, his
blessings.
When you die, they get rid of everything.
Everybody is in for this thing.
Look at this lift here. It's going on.
Yeah.
Ratchet thing. Okay. Okay, man of God, we're getting ready to you know what, I need to put your Facebook, man of God. Oh, and not mine. This is on one.
Yep.
But this time my mind processed information. It has like a million things going on at one time. So,
you know, mercy would be like a little leprechaun in between all them tall feet.
I know.
I said, man, why they got this baby sitting in it? Y'all should have gave him the high chair and put them in the small chair.
Well, it'd be easier.
One guy was 6 foot tall, 6 foot five. I said,
yeah, mercy about this tall, man. We got him by the height of this table. Man.
Well, he got here.
About
he got here late.
I said, a long before this thing, right?
He got here late.
This is not right. All right, Reverend. Now, I'm going to need probably, can we not do a 2 minute countdown? Because I need to be able to share on all the pages and always run out of time, by the way. While we're doing more.
Let me be here along. I'll give you what you need.
And I got a church phrase I'm going to share it to you, and I'm going to share it to my Reformation page as well.
Okay.
You know, I want to know what that is you're using for your interface, right?
Which one?
For your wireless connected down to the social media and off the Linux.
Okay. And you said it's the
THA.
The
ministry. United in our institute.
Okay, well, let's take you Man of God, I'm gonna get ready to take you live. Okay. And let me know if you like. You see, sir?
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay, I'm gonna give you some time to share. But I need to call you after I get through. What you doing, sir? Okay, I need to call you afterwards, man, to discuss what I sent you. Okay. All right. I know I created the monster in him, didn't I? That Noah.
That's all right.
But he doing so much better. Say something, man of God. I want to test. I may have needed you.
Talk to
them. Do that again.
Praise.
Is that how, that's how you talk?
Yeah.
Talk to them again.
Praise.
Yeah. Keep talking.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And welcome to the prophetic encounter. I am yours truly, Bishop Aramis Johnson. I give you holy greetings from God's house of prayer for all people. And I'm also the presiding prelate of Sabbath Keepers International Fellowship of Churches. And I'm excited tonight to have my brother, my friend, amen, here tonight as we begin to talk and have a few, just a little discussion, open discussion tonight, and we're going to let God have his way tonight. I would ask that you would like this video, share it with someone you think it might be a blessing to on tonight. We just want to be a blessing to you tonight. Amen. And I'm excited. But before I introduce him, amen, because I'm going to give him the floor in a minute to let him just go and however God give him. Amen. But let us pray. Let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight. Oh, God, we give you glory. There's nobody, God, but you. Oh, God, and we ask you tonight, God, to heal tonight, deliver and set free in the name of Jesus. Father, destroy every yoke. Break every weight, God. Loose every shackle tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we speak now in the name of Jesus that you, God, hallelujah, that you will bless, hallelujah, this live on tonight, dealing with miracles and healing, oh, God, tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we decree and we declare, God, souls will be saved and delivered and set free, oh, God, tonight. That bodies will be healed, oh, God. Amen. Amen. Doctor prognosis will be, hallelujah, turned around, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we stand on your word. And we believe you, God. And we thank you for the results now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. So, we thank you again. Like the video, share it. Don't be selfish, y'all. Share it tonight. Amen. Because we got a treat for you tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And as I'm looking real quick, we're going to give some shout outs. I got my auntie watching. Amen. Sister Angie, God bless you. Sister Wright, God bless you. William Snow, God bless you. Amen. Dana, God bless you. Amen. Brother Darius, God bless you. Amen. Lady Brown, God bless you. Amen. She's watching. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we, amen, are going to have, amen, a good time on tonight. So it just, it gives me honor, amen, to introduce, amen, this person that I've known, amen. And I'm glad to see how God is using him and what God is doing in his life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce him, amen. Amen. Pastor Francois Brown. Amen. All right. So now I just want you to tell us, you know, who you are, about the ministry, about the church, how you got there. Just let God use you, man. We just going to freestyle tonight. We're going to freestyle.
Pastor Francois Brown, Pastor Shama Temple House of Refuge, 900 North Street, of the Jacksonville area, Arlington area. A man who loves the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Love the Lord, Bishop. You know I'm all about God's business.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's all I'm about. I don't have any business.
Right. Yeah.
My business is God's business. Whatever he wants me to do, I just go to him for it. I try to be that light I'm supposed to be.
Right.
I got into the ministry as you know, many people know my father was a priest, the man of God priest for over 50 years.
Yes, sir.
He came up under the tutelage of Bishop Moses Baker.
Yes,
many people know Bishop Baker. He has the church. Holy Church of the Living God. Holy Church. My dad was the pastor to the man of God for many years. Many years. As a matter of fact, that was my father's spiritual father. He brought him along, and my father began preaching at the tender age of 12 years old.
Wow.
And he had a ministry that spanned 50 years until the year 2016 when he passed away when he went to glory, went on to glory, praise God. But prior to that, I've been raised in holiness and Sabbath all my life. That's all I've ever known. You know, I love the Lord. You know, of course, I went my own way, but the Bible said that if whatever you put in a child, praise God. Yeah, a child, whatever they do, they won't stray from them. So, you know, I had to, whatever God, what they put in me and those values that they instilled in me, it brought me back.
Right.
Praise God. I went my way, but it brought me back. And in 2015, the Lord brought me along and called me to come on in.
It was
time for you to come on in. It's time to get it right. I got work for you. Well, this was prior to my dad passing. I didn't know that he wasn't sick or anything.
Right. That's right.
And God began to have me just come into the church. I had already been to church section. You know, I did all the work on the church. You know, different things that they need. I always hung around the ministry.
Right.
Hung around the church. That's why I try to tell people with unsaved children, hang around.
Right.
Just hang around. Don't just, you know, you do your thing, but make sure you just hang around.
Right.
Because one day that thing is
going to rub on.
It's going to rub off.
Don't come on. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Well, anyway, I hung around, and God called me in one day. He said, sunshine to come on in. In 2015, I gave my life to Christ. It's been a wonderful journey. It hadn't been easy.
Right.
You know, but nothing anything they say gained easily lost. But I went the hard way and began to carry and seek the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Because I came up around holy people.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmothers on both sides and my they were missionaries and deacons, and so I came up. I couldn't escape it.
Right.
And I went over one grandma there to the church prayer meeting.
Yes, sir.
So I went to church 7 days a week.
Literally.
Being a preacher's child.
Yeah.
Anyway, so in 2016, God brought me along and saved me. And my father, the thing that I thank God for, because God is so God, he already said, he said, he told you, I declared the ending of a thing from the beginning. So he already knew that he was going to
take
me. Praise God. But he got to see his son. See the gift of the Holy Ghost.
He's
saved. He's got his oldest boy.
Yes, sir.
God. I thank God for the man of God because I learned a lot from him.
Yeah.
Right. Not so much about what he told me because the man of God, he was very wise.
Yeah.
He didn't just preach on me a lot.
Yeah.
He knew God so well.
Hallelujah.
Wisdom brings on something that you can't buy wisdom.
That's right.
You know, it's God gives. He would wait for those opportunities for God to stir me up because he knew God was going.
Yes,
he knew how the life cycle goes.
Yes, sir.
The Bible declared a man born on woman days is short and full of trouble. So the man of God never, he didn't chase after me like that, but he would wait for those opportunities for me to come to him. And I thank God for that. With all of his wisdom, he would wait for those opportunities and he would tell me to seek God. And I learned even more so from his watching.
Right.
He had these study habits that were unrivaled. You want to talk about Michael Jordan with a basketball? Come on.
Yeah.
You want to talk about Tom Brady with a football?
What do you say?
Man, here with a Bible and a book and that word. Man, you do it front to back, from back to front. Genesis to Revelation. It wasn't even new stuff, you know, the New Testament.
You know,
Genesis to Revelation. Man.
And I want to interject right there, not to cut you off, but. Mm-hmm. That was one of the things I loved about Bishop, too, you know. He knew history as well. He knew his stuff. And whenever he preached, he always threw a little history in there. He mentioned some things. I was like, dog, I didn't even know that. You know, I didn't even know that. But and that lets you know that, you know, you just don't get that, you know, just standing up in the pulpit preaching. And then after you off the pulpit preaching, you don't do nothing.
Right.
You know, that comes from being in the face of God. That comes from applying yourself, studying.
Right.
You know, that comes from come with great sacrifice. You know, but and I remember that man. He would throw some history out there at you. Yes, sir.
He was a well educated man.
Yes, he was.
You know, he studied the priesthood.
Yeah.
He studied the priesthood. He was a wonderful man of God. That's all I could say. And
yes,
I thank
sir.
God for
whatever.
He was always there.
Yes, sir.
I didn't have to go looking for him. If I need him,
right.
Pick up that phone for that. I need you, right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I thank God for the man of God. And anyway, in 2016, he passed on. And I began the process of actually not seeking to be the pastor of the church.
Yes, sir.
I was just seeking God.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't seeking to be the pastor. I wasn't seeking to be... I wasn't seeking to be a preacher.
Right.
I wasn't seeking anything. I was seeking God.
That's how
I was seeking first the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. But I wasn't seeking to be a pastor.
Right.
The Bible says I could have just been a doorkeeper.
Right. Yes, sir.
I would have been content with that. But anyway, God began to deal with me in the night time and in my visions, dreams that I got an assignment for. The Lord spoke to me. I remember just like it was clear as day, and he began to show me things. In the spirit realm, I'm all about the spirit. I'm all about the spirit. For one reason, the Bible declared that not by power nor by might, but by my spirit,
yes,
says the Lord.
Yes, sir.
So I began to seek God because I knew that I didn't have the formal, seminary or education.
Yeah, orthodox.
The orthodox way.
Yeah.
I graduated from high school, went to college, but not in that manner. I didn't seek any of those things. So. Once the Holy Ghost came upon me, praise God, the Bible says the Holy Ghost will teach me. He'll teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. So he began to teach me things and My God, I just everything I do is by the power of God. I just seek God for everything. Whatever I need, I tell my daddy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Give me the answer.
Yes, sir.
And I've been going ever since. So we got a pastor to come in. And the man of God, he stayed in for a little bit then. And he began to say that God was dealing with him. And he was a wise, very wise man, Bishop Harris. His name is Harris. And I also have Bishop, one of my mentors in the gospel, Bishop Josiah Bird.
That's
out of the press. Also came out of the Bishop Holy Church of Living God. So they all had that, he had that anointing, the same kind of, type of anointing.
Right.
And he began to, give him wisdom on what the word of God, and he began to go over the scriptures some. And God was just dealing with me, though. God was really just, he was almost what's called hand raising. And I thank God he brought me right along in March 14th of this year, I became the pastor of the church.
Wow.
Became the pastor.
That's a good month. That's my birthday month.
March
14th. My birthday March 19th. Happy
belated birthday.
Happy belated birthday. Man, I'm telling you, that's awesome. That is awesome how when you're not looking for a thing,
right.
And it is the source of what God has for you, it is for you. And if, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. My elementary, one of my elementary teachers is watching, and she just critiqued, shared something with me, and I'm going to share that with you. Amen, the great bishop. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, but how, you wasn't even looking for us. You wasn't even looking for it. But yet, God had it for you. And God even allowed others to see this thing in you that you didn't even want. Now, I could wiggle there, and see the preacher in me really want to wiggle right there because I can say so much about how you know you're called for a thing when you don't want it. Oh, God, I want to wiggle there so much, but I know we got to be on time frame, so I don't want to go over time, and I want to definitely... Amen. Get in everything that I can, because I want us to definitely pray for some people. I will definitely pray for some folk and give a word to some people. Amen. Because I feel that God is going to do something for those that are watching. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I see some more people. Amen. Hallelujah. You might have lost the hate of your wife, but she is watching.
Hey, wife.
Hey, that to your wife. Yes, Lord. Yes, but she is commenting different names, so she's tagging folks in here. Amen, and that's good. Sister Sandy Hall, God bless you. Amen. Sister Cynthia Hall. Sister Cynthia Brown, I'm sorry. God bless you. Lady Hill, sister. God bless you. Amen. Lee Anthony Wright, God bless you. Joshua, God bless you. Amen. Sister Williams, Frederica Williams, God bless you. Andrew Lewis Shivers, God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Paisley, God bless you. Deaconess Vera Brown Floyd, God bless you. Elder James Matthews, God bless you. Amen. I won't say that name, but that name I cannot say on this line. But God bless you. You know who you are. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. My mother, amen, is on here. She's watching. Amen. I don't call her my stepmother. I call her my mother. Amen. Amen. Sister Lewis, God bless you. Amen. Brother Everett Johnson, God bless you. Apostle Young, Lenora Young, God bless you. Clarence Prince, God bless you. I'm just going down, just letting you know we watching. I'm watching comments. Amen. Elder Mosley, God bless you. Sister Reed, God bless you.
Amen. Maurice Bernie, God bless you. My Godfather, Deacon Pittman is watching. Elder Charles Tobler, God bless you. Amen. Ryan Dallas, God bless you. Barry L. Washington II, God bless you. Amen. I said Ryan Dallas already. Amen. Sister Tanya, amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Like this video. Share it. Share it. Share it. And not only just share. Amen. Hallelujah. Sow a seed into this. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It keeps us on. Amen. It keeps us, amen, furthering, amen, hallelujah, the work. Amen. So, oh God, I just get so many places I want to go. But the Lord was giving me tonight talking about healing. I talked about miracles last week, but talking about healing on tonight. And healing, amen, Yolanda, God bless you. Amen. Healing can be dealt in every aspect of our lives. A lot of times, some people need to be healed from people. Some folk need to be healed from people. Some people need to be healed from the past, the guilt of their past. Some people need to, amen, be healed from unforgiveness. Amen. So many things that can plague our lives because we are operating in the spirit of unforgiveness. So we need to be healed. We need to be healed. Amen. Not even, and then you have physical needs that when it comes to healing, some people need healing in their bodies. And one thing that I do know that, hallelujah, amen, that a lot of things, hallelujah, physical manifestation of what's going on spiritually, right? And when we hold things like unforgiveness in our life, in our heart, it begins to manifest in sickness because it leaves a door open for the enemy to plague your life. And oftentimes, what we allow to control us, we fall prey to. And so tonight, I just want to just deal with that. And it was just so clear. Healing. Healing. Hallelujah. And so we want to deal with that tonight because I believe that God is going to heal some folks tonight. Hallelujah. Spiritually, physically, mentally. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And some people, you might need to grab your wallet, grab your pocketbook. God, heal this wallet. Allow this money to just flow in. Yes, sir. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Heal us wholeheartedly. And oftentimes what you don't see when you're dealing, and I'm not going to say the church, the people, you know, but you don't see in church, you don't see. What we don't oftentimes see in people, hallelujah, because we are the church, is that we be so concerned about the spiritual side that we don't want to, amen, deal with being complete as a total man. The total man don't need, we act like the total man don't need to be complete. But I'm here to tell you, amen, hallelujah, your total man has to be whole. You can't have just one side of your body functioning and you can do everything that somebody's doing with a full functioning body. It's going to take more work. It's going to be dead weight is heavy. Dead weight is heavy. Hallelujah. And when you're pulling things and carrying things that you have kept for years, and I don't care if it was molestation, I don't care if it was, you know, your mama didn't embrace you, your mama didn't love you, your father didn't tell you that he loved you, he was there in your life, your mother wasn't there in your life, your grandmother, your grandfather had to raise you, amen, don't you allow the enemy to take those things that have happened in your life to keep you stuck. Don't stay stuck in those situations. You can be free because who the Son sets free is free indeed. So tonight, I want you, even in the comments below, even in the comments below, somebody type, I am free.
I am free.
Come on, somebody type that for me in the comments. I am free. Hallelujah. I decree and declare it tonight. That you are free from whatever it is.
Hallelujah.
I feel the Holy Ghost. whatever it is, those voices in your mind telling you you're not loved, telling you you are not normal, that you will never be normal, that you're different, and that, you know, you got to settle for this. Oh, I see you, I see you, Brother Dallas. God bless you. Amen. He said it free, but that you will never amount to anything. You have to allow, hallelujah, God, to come in to silence the enemy's voice. I am free. You hear that in the comments below. They're saying it now. I am free.
I'm free. I am
healed. I am delivered.
I'm delivered.
So freedom tonight is healing. Freedom tonight and healing. I dare you. Amen. You see the cash and information. Hallelujah. Sow a seed into this life. And I don't deal a lot on that, but sow a seed on. You can never get anything with your hands like this. Don't worry. But when you begin to open your hands, something can become deposited into your hands. Even in being free, even in being healed, you may have been hurt. You may have been in a recent relationship and you feel like you can't let nobody else in. You can't let nobody close. So you put yourself in this box so nobody can hurt you. But guess what? Can't nobody get in, but you can't get out either. You are stuck. Why be trapped when you can be healed? Why be stuck when you can be moving? And you may say, I'm going through. Going through is better than stuck. You're making progress. The storm doesn't last always. The sun got to come out sooner. It got to come out. It got to shine. And so I'm going to tell you, I'm sorry, but I just got caught in that. Anything that you know you want to deal with, that God is, amen, dealing with you and leading you to say,
you were talking about the freedom, and I was, it's funny you said that because I was just talking with Lady Brown, my mother. God bless you, Lady Brown. Happy late Mother's Day to all.
Yes, all the mothers.
All the mothers, happy Mother's Day. This is your mom. Praise God. I was just talking to the Lady Brown about that. Same thing you were talking about, the truth. And the Spirit gave me that many people aren't free for one reason.
Come on.
It's because the Bible declares that they shall know the truth.
Yes, sir.
Come on, somebody.
Yes, sir.
And the truth will make you free.
Make you free.
Well, a lot of people are bound because they're not getting the truth. Mm-hmm. That's why I learned as a man of God, I must preach this gospel the way that he gave me.
Yes, sir.
You can't order it down. You can't cut it.
Can't do it.
You can't pick and choose what it is that you want to preach because you want to make people feel good. Come on, somebody.
That's it. That's it.
The truth will make you free.
Yes, sir.
So that let me know that a lot of people in this last day are going to be bound. Mm-hmm. You say, why you say that, man of God? Because the truth, if the truth makes you free, then the lie is going to keep you bound. Come on, come back.
That's right.
And when you preach the truth, people may not receive you like that.
That's right. That's right.
And you say, well, why you say that, man of God? Because the Bible is biblical. See, this is all biblical. The Bible said that in the last day, that they will believe a lie. Come on, somebody. Before they believe the truth.
Yes, sir.
So that lets me know something right now. That in this last day, it's going to be a lot of people that's going to be bound.
Yes, sir.
But praise God, he already gave us the gift. And that was freedom.
Yes, sir.
The freedom that it comes from the truth. So we must be as preachers, praise God, and as men of God, we have to get the truth even when it hurts. Because the truth can be accepted as long as it's being done. Anything done in love, man, it can be accepted. And when you know where something's coming from, and you know that it's coming from love and not malice, man, I love you. I love you so much, I'm going to love the hell out of you.
Yes,
one of the pastors.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to love the hell out of you, man.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to give you the truth.
That's it.
And a lot of people, you know, sometimes it hurts.
But as I go back throughout, just thinking about all the times that the woman of God, my mother is a woman, she gonna give you the truth 7 days a week. You're not gonna get nothing else. And then you have to look at, okay, where does it come from? But everything that she said, it ended up being true. But guess what it did later on? This is prior to me getting to say, later on, it blessed me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It blessed me.
It blessed me tremendously. So
in his last day, what's going to set the people free? Truth about yourself, the truth about what this is, what we have going on, why God has been dealing with us at the church this year, last year, on why we're doing what we're doing.
Right, right.
We want to know why we're doing what it is that we're doing so we don't get stuck in tradition and it doesn't really mean anything.
Right.
Know why you're doing what you're doing.
Right.
And that way it can bless you.
That's right.
You know, so praise God, we have been dealing with the truth,
man. It's what's gonna make us free, and that's it. That's all.
That's all that's gonna make us free is the truth.
Yes, sir.
I don't know that. I'm a truth teller.
Yes, sir.
You call me minister, you call me a preacher.
Yes, sir.
I'm a truth teller.
Yes,
man.
Sir.
And I get up and I love to make truth shout. They'll tell you, man. I jump off the stool in a minute. Man, I run up and jump off the pew, whatever the Holy Ghost says.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But I allow the Spirit to have free course in my life.
That's how I suppose.
The Bible says let the Spirit have free course. So I let the Spirit have free course. We made it. I'm trying not to get around to the
Lord. That's right.
That's right.
Child. Yeah.
And that anointing come in, and it's the anointing was going to destroy the yoke anyway.
Yes,
so guess what? As long as birds get different and people can come in with a problem, and by the time they need, they forgot they had a problem. See, they come in with an ache and a pain. I done seen people come in with an ache and a pain. And everything I know, I thought she was saying, but this was hurting her. But her back was hurting. They shouting all around.
Yes, sir.
That's what they're doing.
Yes, sir. You said it. The truth is what makes us free. And when you're free, you're able to do things. And it's life. It's
yes,
like
yes, you're free. I'm talking like this.
I mean, bird is just without a care in the world.
Yeah,
it kind of reminds you when you first get saved. By everything is just so happy,
yeah.
joy. You just want to go tell everybody about the Lord, what He's done for you, and everything that He brought you out of,
right,
and
right.
all that. You know, it's so joyful. Amen. Joyous. Amen. And I wouldn't serve a God that I couldn't talk about. Yeah. I would not serve a God that I could not feel, that I could not tell about. Listen, I want to open the line so we can pray for some people. I'm going to let God open the line so we